All right, so today we're going to kind of dive into something that might not sound super exciting at first glance, Oracle Integration Cloud.
Right.
But trust me, once we peel back the layers here, you'll see why this is way more interesting than it sounds.
Okay.
Just think about it for a second. Wouldn't it be amazing if all the software that you use at work and even in your personal life could talk to each other seamlessly?
Right.
Like no more copying and pasting between different systems.
Yeah.
No more conflicting data.
Yeah.
Just smooth automated workflows.
Well, and what's really fascinating about that is this idea of a universal translator for software is becoming increasingly important as businesses rely on more and more applications to do their work.
Right.
And that's exactly where Oracle Integration Cloud, or OIC as it's often called, comes in.
Okay, so OIC helps different apps talk to each other.
Yes.
But what does that actually look like in practice? I mean, are we talking about connecting like a simple email app to a spreadsheet, or is it something way more complex?
It can be both, actually.
Okay.
OIC is incredibly versatile.
Okay.
It can connect simple applications like you mentioned, but its real strength lies in integrating complex enterprise systems.
Okay.
Like those used for finance, supply chain management, or human resources.
Yeah.
These systems often hold a company's most critical data.
Right.
And OIC makes sure that information can flow seamlessly between them.
Okay.
Even if they were built by different vendors.
So it's not just about connecting things randomly.
Right.
It's about creating a cohesive network where different applications can work together.
Yeah.
In a coordinated way.
Precisely. It's like creating a central nervous system.
Oh, wow.
For a company's digital operations.
Okay.
And it goes beyond just simple connections.
Right.
OIC can also automate tasks.
Okay.
Like triggering a purchase order when inventory falls below a certain level, or even handle complex business transactions between different companies.
That's starting to sound pretty powerful.
Yeah.
But I have to admit, I'm getting a bit lost in the technical jargon.
Sure.
Can you break down what this IPAA thing is that you mentioned earlier?
Yeah.
It sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie.
I can understand that.
Yeah.
IPAA stands for Integration Platform as a Service.
Okay.
Which essentially means that OIC is a cloud-based service that provides all the tools and infrastructure.
Okay.
You need to connect and automate your applications.
Okay.
Think of it like this. Instead of building your own roads and bridges to connect different parts of a city, you're using a pre-built transportation network that's already optimized for efficiency and scalability.
Okay. That analogy makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
So instead of companies having to build their own custom integrations, they can just tap into this ready-made platform in the cloud.
Exactly. And this cloud-based approach brings a lot of benefits. For starters, it means you don't have to worry about managing the underlying infrastructure.
Right.
Which can be complex and expensive.
Yeah.
Plus, cloud services are typically designed to be highly available and scalable.
Okay.
Meaning they can handle sudden spikes in traffic or demand without crashing.
So it's like having a super reliable and flexible transportation system that can adapt to any situation, kind of like a self-driving car that can reroute itself around traffic jams.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
And this reliability is especially crucial for mission-critical business processes that can't afford any downtime.
Right.
Imagine if a company's order fulfillment system went down.
Oh, yeah.
They could lose a lot of money and customer trust.
Yeah, for sure.
OIC helps prevent those kinds of scenarios.
That makes a lot of sense. So we've established that OIC is this cloud-based platform that connects and automates applications.
Yeah.
And that it's really reliable and scalable.
Right.
But where does Oracle's cloud infrastructure or OCI fit into all of this?
That's a key point. OIC is actually part of OCI, which is Oracle's broader cloud platform.
Got it.
This means that OIC seamlessly integrates with other OCI services, like databases, analytics tools, and security features.
So it's not just a standalone product.
Right.
It's woven into the fabric of Oracle's entire cloud ecosystem.
Exactly. And this integration brings a lot of advantages.
Okay.
For instance, if you're already using Oracle Cloud applications like their ERP or CRM systems, OIC can easily connect to those systems and extend their capabilities.
I'm starting to see how powerful this can be.
Yeah.
So instead of having a bunch of isolated systems, OIC helps create a more unified and integrated environment where everything can work together harmoniously.
Precisely. It's all about breaking down those data silos and making sure information can flow freely where it needs to go.
Okay.
And When you combine this with OCI's security features, you can rest assured that your data is protected every step of the way.
Okay, that's reassuring to know.
Yeah.
So we've got this secure and reliable platform that integrates with Oracle's existing cloud applications.
Right.
But how does this specifically benefit companies that are heavily invested in Oracle's software suite?
Yeah.
Like their ERP, SCM, and HCM applications.
Sure.
Are we talking about just minor improvements or something more substantial?
We're talking about a significant transformation in how those applications can work together.
Okay.
Let's break down three key ways. OIC makes a difference.
Okay.
First, it enables interoperability.
Okay.
Meaning your Oracle applications can easily talk to other systems.
Uh-huh.
Even those that aren't made by Oracle.
Okay.
This is crucial because businesses often rely on a mix of different software.
Right.
And OIC helps bridge those gaps.
That makes sense. So it's like having a universal adapter that can connect any device.
Exactly.
Regardless of its brand or model.
Yeah.
No more compatibility issues.
Exactly. Second, OIC enables real-time data exchange between those Oracle applications.
Okay.
Think about it in the past. If you updated customer information in your CRM system, it might take hours or even days for that change to be reflected in your ERP system.
Wow.
With OIC, those updates can happen instantly.
That's huge.
Making sure everyone has access to the most up-to-date information.
No more waiting for batch updates or manual reconciliation.
Right.
It sounds like a real time saver.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And finally, OIC optimizes your processes by automating those repetitive tasks that are prone to human error.
Right.
Think about things like payroll calculations, purchase order approvals, or even syncing customer data across different systems.
Right.
OIC can handle those tasks automatically, freeing up your employees to focus on more strategic work.
So it's not just about connecting systems, it's about making them smarter and more efficient.
Exactly.
And our source material mentions a specific example of how this works in practice, right?
Yes. There's a great case study about a manufacturing company that used OIC to sync inventory data.
Okay.
Between their SCM and ERP systems.
Yeah. Okay.
This real-time visibility allowed them to optimize their production planning and avoid stockouts.
Wow.
Which led to happier customers and increased revenue.
That's a tangible benefit that anyone can understand.
Yeah.
But let's shift gears for a moment.
Okay.
Talk about how OIC impacts data analysis.
Sure.
I know Oracle has its own analytics cloud offering.
Yeah.
So how do these two pieces fit together?
Right.
So we've got all this data flowing seamlessly between applications thanks to OIC.
Yes.
But how do we actually make sense of it all?
Yeah.
That's where Oracle Analytics Cloud or OAC comes in, right?
Exactly. It's one thing to have all this data.
Yeah.
But it's quite another to actually turn it into actionable insights.
Right.
And that's where the real magic happens when you combine OIC with OAC.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
So it's not just about generating basic reports. We're talking about something more sophisticated, right?
Absolutely. We're talking about gaining a deep understanding of your business, identifying trends, and making data-driven decisions.
Okay.
And OIC plays a crucial role in this.
Yeah.
By ensuring that OAC has access to clean, accurate, and real-time data from all your various systems.
So instead of having to manually pull data from different sources and clean it up before you can even start analyzing it, OIC basically does all the heavy lifting for you.
Precisely. It's like having a dedicated team of data janitors that work tirelessly behind the scenes to ensure that your data is always ready for analysis.
Yeah.
And this is particularly important in today's fast-paced business environment where decisions need to be made quickly.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
So by feeding OAC with this high-quality data, OIC essentially supercharges its analytical capabilities.
Yes.
But can you give me some specific examples of how this actually benefits businesses?
Sure.
What kind of insights can they gain that they couldn't before?
Let's say you're a retail company with both online and physical stores. In the past, it might have been difficult to get a complete picture of your sales performance.
Yeah.
Because the data was siloed in different systems.
Right.
With OIC connecting those systems and feeding the data into OAC, you can now see real-time sales trends across all channels.
Okay.
Identify which products are selling well.
Wow.
And even predict customer demand with greater accuracy.
So it's like having a single dashboard that gives you a 360-degree view of your entire business.
Exactly.
Rather than having to piece together information from different reports.
Exactly. And this kind of holistic view can lead to much more informed decisions.
Okay.
For example, you might discover that a certain product is selling really well online, but not in your physical stores.
Interesting.
With this insight, you can adjust your marketing campaigns,
right,
inventory levels, or even store layouts to optimize your sales.
That's a great example. Yeah. It's really about connecting the dots between different data points,
right,
to uncover hidden patterns and opportunities. But I'm also curious about the event monitoring feature that you mentioned earlier.
Sure.
How does that enhance data analysis?
That's a really interesting aspect of OIC.
Okay.
Essentially, it allows you to track the flow of data and processes in real time. So you can see what's happening behind the scenes.
Okay.
For example, if there's a delay in processing orders, you can use event monitoring to pinpoint the bottleneck and take corrective action.
So it's not just about analyzing the end results.
Yeah.
It's also about understanding the process itself and identifying areas for improvement.
Exactly. It's like having X-ray vision into your operations.
Okay.
And this level of transparency can be incredibly valuable for optimizing your workflows.
All right.
And ensuring that everything runs smoothly.
I can see how that would be useful for troubleshooting problems.
Yeah.
But can you give me an example of how event monitoring can be used proactively?
Sure.
To improve business performance?
Let's say you're an insurance company using OIC to automate the claims processing. By monitoring the events related to claims, you might notice that a certain type of claim is taking much longer to process than others.
Interesting.
This could indicate a problem with the process itself.
Okay.
Or perhaps a need for additional training for your staff.
Right.
By addressing these issues proactively, you can improve the efficiency of your claims, processing, reduce costs,
right,
and ultimately provide a better experience for your customers.
That's a great example of how real-time insights can lead to tangible business benefits.
Yeah.
But let's take this a step further.
Well,
we've talked about how OIC connects different systems and feeds data into OAC.
Right.
But what about the role of artificial intelligence in all of this?
Sure.
How does AI enhance the analytical capabilities of OIC and OAC?
That's a really exciting area. We're seeing AI and machine learning being integrated into more and more aspects of OIC and OAC.
Okay.
Which is opening up some incredible possibilities.
Like what specific, can you give me some concrete examples?
Sure. One area where AI is having a big impact is in predictive analytics. By analyzing historical data and identifying patterns, AI algorithms can actually predict future outcomes with a surprising degree of accuracy.
So it's like having a crystal ball that can tell you what's likely to happen in the future.
In a way, yes.
Based on what's happened in the past.
And this kind of predictive power can be incredibly valuable for businesses.
Right.
For instance, a retailer could use AI-powered predictive analytics to forecast demand for certain products, optimize inventory levels.
Wow.
And even personalize marketing campaigns to individual customers.
Wow, that's impressive. It sounds like AI is taking OIC and OAC to a whole new level.
It really is.
But I'm also curious about the ethical implications of using AI in this way.
Sure.
Is there a risk that these algorithms could be biased or make decisions that are unfair to certain groups of people?
That's an important question and a valid concern.
Yeah.
As with any powerful technology, it's crucial to use AI responsibly and ethically. And Oracle is very aware of these concerns. They've built safeguards into their AI algorithms to try to mitigate bias and ensure fairness.
So it's about striking a balance between leveraging the power of AI while also being mindful of its potential downsides.
Exactly. It's about using AI to augment human intelligence, not replace it.
Right.
And I think that's where the real value lies.
Okay.
When you combine the analytical power of AI with human intuition and judgment, you can make much better decisions.
That's a hopeful and inspiring way to think about it.
Yeah.
But let's step back for a moment.
Okay.
And think about the bigger picture.
Sure.
We've talked a lot about the technical capabilities of OIC. But why should businesses care about this?
Right.
Is it just a fancy tool for tech-savvy companies?
Cool.
Or is there a strategic advantage to embracing this kind of integration?
Right.
So we've covered a lot of ground from connecting those different systems to automating workflows and even predicting future outcomes. It's clear that OIC is a pretty powerful tool, but
is it just a nice to have for large enterprises, or can smaller businesses benefit from this kind of integration as well?
That's a great question. And the answer is that OIC can be incredibly beneficial for businesses of all sizes.
Okay.
In fact, smaller businesses often have even more to gain from integration because they typically have fewer resources and less IT expertise.
So it's kind of like leveling the playing field, giving smaller companies access to the same kind of sophisticated tools.
Exactly.
That were previously only available to larger enterprises.
Exactly. And that's one of the things that makes OIC so exciting. It's
yeah.
democratizing access to these powerful technologies, making it easier for businesses of all sizes to compete and thrive in today's digital world.
That's a compelling argument for sure.
Yeah.
But I'm also curious about the practicalities of implementing OIC.
Okay.
Is it a complex and costly process, or is it something that businesses can adopt relatively easily?
That's another area where OIC really shines.
Okay.
Oracle has made it incredibly easy to get started with OIC.
They offer pre-built templates and connectors for a wide range of applications.
Uh-huh.
So you don't have to start from scratch.
Okay.
And they've also invested heavily in making the user interface intuitive and easy to use.
Right.
Even for those without deep technical expertise.
So it's not like those old clunky enterprise software systems
yeah.
that required a team of consultants just to set up?
Not at all.
Okay, good.
OIC is designed to be user-friendly and accessible to everyone, and Oracle offers a variety of resources, including online training and documentation, to help businesses get up and running quickly.
That's great to hear. It sounds like OIC is removing a lot of the barriers that have traditionally prevented businesses from embracing integration. But let's shift gears for a moment and talk about the future of OIC.
Right.
What kind of advancements can we expect to see in the coming years?
Well, one area where we're seeing a lot of innovation is in the area of artificial intelligence.
Okay.
As I mentioned earlier, AI is already being used to enhance the analytical capabilities of OIC and OIC. But we can expect to see even more sophisticated applications of AI in the future.
Like what specifically? Yeah. Like, give me some examples.
Sure. Imagine an OIC system that can not only connect and automate your applications,
right,
but can also learn from your data and make recommendations on how to improve your business processes.
Okay.
Or an OIC system that can automatically detect and respond to anomalies in your data, such as a sudden spike in sales.
Interesting.
Or a drop in customer satisfaction. These are just a few examples of the kinds of AI-powered capabilities that we can expect to see in the future.
That's pretty mind-blowing. It sounds like OIC is evolving from a simple integration platform to something much more intelligent and proactive.
Exactly. And this evolution is being driven by the increasing availability of data, the advancements in AI algorithms, and the growing demand for more intelligent and automated systems.
So it's safe to say that integration is no longer just a technical consideration.
Right.
It's a strategic imperative for businesses that want to stay ahead of the curve.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
In today's hyper-competitive digital landscape, businesses that can effectively integrate their systems, automate their workflows, and leverage their data to make smarter decisions will have a significant advantage.
Well, you've certainly given our listeners a lot to think about, but before we wrap up, I'd like to bring this back to the individual listener.
Okay.
How can someone who's not a tech expert or a business leader benefit from understanding the concepts we've discussed today?
That's a great question. I think the key takeaway for everyone is that integration is all around us.
Okay.
Whether you're ordering food online, booking a flight, or simply checking your bank balance.
Right.
You're interacting with systems that are seamlessly connected behind the scenes. And understanding how these systems work can help you appreciate the complexity of the digital world we live in and make more informed decisions as a consumer.
That's a great point.
Right.
It's easy to take these technologies for granted, but they're playing an increasingly important role in our lives.
And as these technologies continue to evolve, we can expect to see even more seamless and personalized experiences in the future.
So while Oracle Integration Cloud may not have been on your radar before, I hope you now see how it's quietly powering some pretty amazing things, both in the business world and in our everyday lives. We've gone from connecting basic applications to streamlining entire business processes, all while making those systems smarter and more efficient.
It's truly fascinating to consider that we're just at the beginning of this integration revolution. As businesses become more reliant on data and interconnected systems, platforms like OIC will become even more critical, enabling them to innovate faster, adapt to change, and ultimately create more value for their customers.
And for those of you who want to learn more about OIC and the exciting world of integration, be sure to check out the show notes for links to resources and case studies. Until next time, happy integrating. So we've covered a lot of ground, from connecting those different systems to automating workflows and even predicting future outcomes. It's clear that OIC is a pretty powerful tool, but is it just a nice to have for large enterprises, or can smaller businesses benefit from this kind of integration as well?
That's a great question. And the answer is that OIC can be incredibly beneficial for businesses of all sizes. In fact, smaller businesses often have even more to gain from integration because they typically have fewer resources and less IT expertise.
So it's kind of like leveling the playing field, giving smaller companies access to the same kind of sophisticated tools that were previously only available to larger enterprises.
Exactly. And that's one of the things that makes OIC so exciting. It's democratizing access to these powerful technologies, making it easier for businesses of all sizes to compete and thrive in today's digital world.
That's a compelling argument for sure. But I'm also curious about the practicalities of implementing OIC. Is it a complex and costly process, or is it something that businesses can adopt relatively easily?
That's another area where OIC really shines. Oracle has made it incredibly easy to get started with OIC. They offer pre-built templates and connectors for a wide range of applications, so you don't have to start from scratch. And they've also invested heavily in making the user interface intuitive and easy to use, even for those without deep technical expertise.
So it's not like those old, clunky enterprise software systems that required a team of consultants just to set up?
Not at all. OIC is designed to be user-friendly and accessible to everyone. And Oracle offers a variety of resources, including online training and documentation, to help businesses get up and running quickly.
That's great to hear. It sounds like OIC is removing a lot of the barriers that have traditionally prevented businesses from embracing integration. But let's shift gears for a moment and talk about the future of OIC. What kind of advancements can we expect to see in the coming years?
Well, one area where we're seeing a lot of innovation is in the area of artificial intelligence, as I mentioned earlier. AI is already being used to enhance the analytical capabilities of OIC and OAC, but we can expect to see even more sophisticated applications of AI in the future.
Like what specifically? Can you give me some examples?
Sure. Imagine an OIC system that can not only connect and automate your applications, but can also learn from your data and make recommendations on how to improve your business processes. Or an OIC system that can automatically detect and respond to anomalies in your data, such as a sudden spike in sales or a drop in customer satisfaction. These are just a few examples of the kinds of AI-powered capabilities that we can expect to see in the future.
That's pretty mind-blowing. It sounds like OIC is evolving from a simple integration platform to something much more intelligent and proactive.
Exactly. And this evolution is being driven by the increasing availability of data, the advancements in AI algorithms, and the growing demand for more intelligent and automated systems.
So it's safe to say that integration is no longer just a technical consideration. It's a strategic imperative for businesses that want to stay ahead of the curve.
Absolutely. In today's hyper-competitive digital landscape, businesses that can effectively integrate their systems, automate their workflows, and leverage their data to make smarter decisions will have a significant advantage.
Well, you've certainly given our listeners a lot to think about, but before we wrap up, I'd like to bring this back to the individual listener. How can someone who's not a tech expert or a business leader benefit from understanding the concepts we've discussed today?
That's a great question. I think the key takeaway for everyone is that integration is all around us, whether you're ordering food online, booking a flight, or simply checking your bank balance. You're interacting with systems that are seamlessly connected behind the scenes, and understanding how these systems work can help you appreciate the complexity of the digital world we live in and make more informed decisions as a consumer.
That's a great point. It's easy to take these technologies for granted, but they're playing an increasingly important role in our lives.
And as these technologies continue to evolve, we can expect to see even more seamless and personalized experiences in the future.
So while Oracle Integration Cloud may not have been on your radar before, I hope you see now how it's quietly powering some pretty amazing things, both in the business world and in our everyday lives. We've gone from connecting basic applications to streamlining entire business processes, all while making those systems smarter and more efficient.
It's truly fascinating to consider that we're just at the beginning of this integration revolution. As businesses become more reliant on data and interconnected systems, platforms like OIC will become even more critical, enabling them to innovate faster, adapt to change, and ultimately create more value for their customers.
And for those of you who want to learn more about OIC and the exciting world of integration, be sure to check out the show notes for links to resources and case studies. Until next time, happy integrating.